1.3. Assisted Living Physical Plant Requirements. Comer, Section 10.07.14.41. A. What are the general physical plant requirements for an assisted living program? B. Maryland regulations address key areas of concern such as the kitchen, the laundry, bathrooms for residents, public toilets, and common use areas. C. Regulations address the facility's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, radiators, room illumination, stairs, and floor covering. Finally, there are regulations addressing fire and emergency precautions, smoke alarms, electric cords, water supply, sewage disposal, and security. D. In addition to being clean and in good repair, the facility will provide adequate storage for its residents. E. The facility, which includes buildings, common areas, and exterior grounds, shall be kept 1. In good repair. 2. Clean. 3. Free of any object, material, or condition that may create a health hazard, accident, or fire. 4. Free of any object, material, or condition that may create a public nuisance. And 5. Free of insects and rodents. F. Bathtubs, shower stalls, and lavatories may not be used by the staff for laundering or storing soiled linens. G. The assisted living program shall provide in the residence room adequate storage space for excess supplies, some personal possessions of residents, and similar items which is 1. Protected from the elements, and 2. Secure, fixed, and locked. H. Residents may possess their own cleaning supplies and personal hygiene items if the assisted living manager and delegating nurse had determined that the products would not present a threat to the safety of the resident or others, and this decision is documented in the records. The cleaning supplies and personal hygiene items shall be kept in the resident's room and out of view of other residents when the materials are not in use. 2. The aging process. A. General overview. 1. This section is to provide a basic understanding of the aging process. 2. What are the significant physical and psychosocial changes a caregiver would expect to see in the elderly, and how it would affect their approach to providing care? 3. We will look at aging as a process from birth to death, how one perceives aging, and what are some common myths of aging. 4. There is a chronological age, physiological age, and functional age. 5. What are some significant age-related changes one would see in the elderly, such as vision, hearing, taste, and mobility? B. Systems review. 1. Key physiologic changes in the elderly and how it affects the caregiver's intervention. 2. The five senses focusing on impaired vision and hearing. 3. Impaired heart and lungs function. 4. Weak muscle and bones. 5. Impaired bowel and urinary function focusing on incontinence, digestion, and nutrition in the elderly. 6. Psychosocial changes in the elderly. A. Definition of psychosocial. B. The elderly and their psychosocial needs, e.g. Maslow's hierarchy of needs. 1. Physiologic needs. 2. Safety and security. 3. Love and belonging. 4. Self-esteem. 5. Self-actualization. 6. Sexuality in the aging person. C. The caregiver's intervention in the elderly. D. Understanding and evaluating the elderly's psychosocial needs. 7. Fostering independence in the elderly. Building self-esteem, self-respect, and dignity in the elderly resident. 8. Adjusting to illness, disability, and the aging process.